It's Rob Ninkovich who joins us this morning. Merry Christmas. Do you have your Christmas shopping done yet?
No, I do not.
No.
I gotta get that done. I got to get it all done when we get back from Jets game.
What's the wife asking for this year?
The worst possible thing when they say, just get me something nice.
No guidance.
What does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean?
It means money. And honestly, just give her a card with cash in it. It's always the best gift. And then they can buy what they want.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's tough. Like, what do you want for Christmas this year, babe? I don't know. Just give me something nice. Okay, great. There's a lot of nice things out there that are inexpensive. Would you be happy with that?
Nope.
Nope. There's a bunch of stuff to talk about this week. I did want to talk a little bit about Rex Ryan and probably the last chance that he has to be the head coach up against you guys. And he's an interesting character. Do you think the guys like him, do you think they're good for the sport of football?
I mean, I think he's a good football coach. He knows defense. He's one of the best defensive minds in the game. So, he's always playing us tough. He's always, scheming up different defenses that are tough to play against. And, he's always has something interesting to keep you listening. So, I think he's a good football coach. I'm sure it hasn't been easy with some of the things that happened over there, but I don't know. So again, I'm sure he'll whatever his future holds, he'll still be in the NFL. He'll still be coaching.
Rob, how do you get ready for a week like this where it's a division game? It's very important. This team, this Jets team, not having one of their better years. How do you guys get yourselves ready for this game, or is that not an issue at all?
It's not an issue with the Jets. I mean, the rivalry obviously goes back many years, and we always just play each other really tough, and, especially with the division, it's a division game. You don't want to split it with them. You want to go out there and you want to be 2-0 and, take that next step towards what our ultimate goal is.
I noticed Gronk said this week that he gets there often in the morning before Tom Brady. Can you confirm that?
Let me see. I just pulled in. Yep. Yep, Gronk's here. Tom's not. Yep.
No way. It's because he just left Splitsville. That's the only way he got there before Tom.
Tom's not there. Tom has to be there. Is he there before everybody else? I know Belichick is, right?
Yeah, I think Bill has a bed in here. He sleeps here. It's like his house. Stadium is his home. Tommy's always there. I think Tommy brings like a computer with him everywhere he goes. And it's everything that we do as far as like other teams and watching film. So he could be anywhere and he's still watching film.
He's working all the time.
Yeah.
Anybody going to Tom's house for Christmas? Does he invite anybody over with Giselle? No answer, huh?
I don't think he's even,
not even going to respond. I love it.
No response. Yeah, no. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Did you follow at all the controversy with Tom where there were complaints to the FCC because those watching the game were able to read his lips and comprehend that there were expletives?
Because he compliments everyone and is very excited?
Yes. Because
come on. put on any athletic, anything that has to deal with sports, and just put the camera on a coach and read their lips,
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised that this just came up now. I mean, how many games?
Years.
Guys are mic'd up, and you can hear things on CBS on Fox.
Silly.
I think it's probably the Patriot haters out there. I think that's what it is. Rob Ninkovich of the New England Patriots is our guest. How is it playing down there, Meadowlands? Where do you rank that stadium as far as tough places to play?
You know, I played there. My first year was 2009. We opened the season there, and that was a really tough game. You know, they packed it in. They were wild. They were loud. They had the whole JETS, 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 Jets thing going. It was definitely a tough place to play. And then some other years, like with the year that we went out there and, you know, we really just took over the game and, you know, there was the whole fumble thing and it wasn't so crazy. So, you know, again, it all depends on, I guess, how we start.
Is Revis looking forward to this game?
I mean, I'm sure any time you play one of your old teams that didn't keep you around, it's something that you're always looking forward to. I enjoy playing the Dolphins, and I really enjoy playing New Orleans. So,
what was the?
I'm sure he is. Yeah.
Speaking of the Dolphins, what was halftime like? A lot of people wonder. You go in, and that game is closer than you want it to be, and that the coach wants it to be. What's he like at halftime in a game like that?
You know, he comes in and he gives us our corrections, and you know, just because we all know that we're not playing to the level that we need to play at, and executing the way we need to execute. So, you know, really, he tells us like, hey, we're not doing the things we need to do, and you need to go out there and you need to do that. Or we're going to make this game closer than it needs to be. So, you know, in the second half, we went out there and executed, and, hey, we took control of that game. So, and then, you know, it makes you see that if we go out there and do that for four quarters, that, you know, we're a tough team to deal with.